brought to you by Penguin.
The Island of Secrets by Rachel Rees. Read by Sarah Alexander. I prefer drawing to talking. Drawing is faster, leaves less room for lies. Charles-Édouard Jeanneret-Gry, a.k.a. Le Corbusier. Havana has been a fascinating city, quite the most vicious I have ever been in. Graham Greene, Letter 1954. Do you believe in God, Sepp? I'm quite certain that you don't, as you don't believe in much of anything. But if you do, even just a little bit, please pray for me. I am so very far from home. Aunt Sap. Prologue. It was a still, soupy morning, the day Antonio Manuel fished Jean Summers' body out of the water. He shouldn't even have been there. That's what he'd tell people that day and for the rest of his life whenever he was called upon to tell the story, which he would be a lot. He ought to have been at home in bed, running his hand along the curve of his wife's hip under her filmy Saturday night nightdress, on the only day of the week when he got to lie in past 6:30 a.m. But then Teresa had started on about needing more honesty in their relationship, which she had been doing ever since the crazy woman next door started up a women's book group, which was just an excuse, if you asked him, for them all to drink mint juleps and bitch about their husbands. No, not honesty. What did she call it? Authenticity. That was it. She started up again about authenticity until he'd about had enough. I work my guts out all week, and then I gotta come home and work some more, trying to figure out what it is you want me to say. I love you. We're happy, or happy enough, ain't it so? So what is there to talk about? In the end, he'd got into a funk and slammed out of the bedroom, thumping down the stairs to make good and sure she'd got the message of how little he appreciated being harangued like that in his own home. He banged the front door extra hard to further emphasize the unfairness of it all. If Antonio had known then how many photos would be taken of him that day, or how widely they'd be circulated, or for how many years into the future, he might well have gone back upstairs and chosen his clothes more carefully. As it was, he had on the old pair of shorts he wore around the house because he could tie them so the waistband was good and loose and didn't dig into his burgeoning stomach, and a t-shirt with a tear under the arm that Teresa kept threatening to burn. Where else could he go at 6:45 on a Sunday morning other than down to the jetty at the end of the track, on either side of which was clumped the sleepy town of Port Jethro, Texas, and make his way to where his old boat was tied to the second post from the end? Half an hour later, he'd stopped the motor and was sitting back in his boat with his line trailing in the tranquil water. He was still feeling aggrieved, but the urgency of his anger had dissipated. He'd fixed the basket on Teresa's bicycle just the week before, without her even mentioning that it had a great big hole in it. If that wasn't authentic, he'd like to know what was. So absorbed was he in his thoughts, he wasn't looking at the water. And it wasn't until his line snagged and the rod bowed dangerously that he realized there was anything amiss. Afterwards, people would ask him whether he knew straight away it was a body. They always craned just that little bit forward when he got to this part, not wanting to miss a thing. And after a while, Antonio no longer got that dry-mouthed, shaky feeling when he talked about it. Even so, no matter how old he got and he lived to see his fifth great-grandchild born, and no matter how many private sorrows and tragedies, and there were many, the image of Jean's corpse floating in the sea, yellow hair streaming, in a green dress with a skirt rucked up around her thighs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?